Well, maybe that's their preference.
They hanged themselves.
You rarely hear them say President Trump. You usually hear them.
That's true. That's right.
They'll say President Putin, but they won't say.
So what, they're going to see Donald Trump funding here pretty quick.
That's the BBC. Well, you're talking about NPR. I was talking about BBC.
NPR.
I don't know about NPR. I don't listen to them anymore. I took my funding away from them. I used to give them $10 a month. I stopped that.
Stop that crap.
Quite a while ago. Okay, so where we sat last time, overnight, I guess.
Over there.
Is you came out of
the tunnel.
The tunnel, which is here, and then somewhere close to the entrance of the tunnel, maybe, or I don't know, under the palm trees here.
We got the
set up the real tree thing somewhere.
Real tree. And back up to Max. One hit point for a sleep in overnight at least, right? Oh.
I need a pencil.
By the way, I did check out those figures. I got a lot of Ralpartha figurines. I've got a whole set of Gandalfs.
Oh, that's right.
Three Gandalf figurines in three different poses. That's a Ralp. Yeah, cool. Those are pretty cool looking.
Ooh, man. Actually, the Ralpartha stuff was very good.
Yeah.
You have to check out your stuff, man.
I think the news figurines, I got this part. Reaper Minis is where I bought the ones that I ordered. The lead seems nice a lot harder. You know what I mean? It doesn't flex as easy, which probably means it will snap easier if it's, but of course your swords and stuff don't go all twisty on you.
Yeah.
But the old stuff I pulled out of my box, the old figurines that I have never painted.
Pure lead,
like,
probably no.
Ooh, they're like pure lead, yeah. They're like, don't need it. You can flex that, baby.
No tin or
go like that.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I assume that stiffer ones are just more tin, right?
Or just a little bit of antimony or tin or something in it.
Maybe stiff.
So let's see. Our wounds were from a mace, so that aloe stuff would work on it, right?
No, aloes only work on cuts.
Cuts, lacerations.
Only on cuts.
I don't wax for wounds.
You think there'd be a cut? Maybe with a mace?
You can take a knife and cut open the bruise.
That's right. Then
you do 3 points damage to yourself, and then you fix one. Down to
open up the bruises.
We had that one healing potion.
We have. Let's see, what do we have? Did we write a healing potion?
Yeah, remember that silver bottle we found in the main room.
Write anything down. Here's your my potions right here. Last one I wrote. Oh, yeah, no, it did write down right there. Yeah, I've got a 1 on there now. Yep. Extra healing, 1 to 12, 1 still. That's what I wrote back on there last time.
How's everybody for hit point?
1. I'm fine. I have never got hurt last time.
Down 11, down 5.
So don't worry about my 2 guys.
Down 22, down 6.
Who's 222 down?
Four.
Yeah, Ed.
26 for 48. I mean, he's like... He's got magic users hit points right now.
Yeah, I can do.
Hey, okay, what do you got? Hey, what's wrong with magic user hit points?
What I probably would have done, though, is cast one last night. And then another one today.
Here's something for
you. True.
I don't remember that.
Bind my wound and rub some aloe. That does how much? What does the aloe do?
Get you 1 back plus 1 for binding, so you get 2 back.
Oh, is that 2? Where's the stuff though? I can't remember where we put it down. It.
You're the keeper of the stuff.
Oh, here it is. Aloe plant.
Loose the bag.
Aloe plant, 19 doses, 1 hit point, so we're down to 18 doses, and I'm back up 2. There we go.
Thank you
for binding my wound.
There you go. Still. So let's
Thief puts his invisibility ring on, books through. And, oh, that's a sliding door. They'll see me open it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I still keep my invisibility ring on and slide it open. And I step through.
Door.
All they saw was the door open. I'm coming in this room though.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're exiting this building.
But we're gonna keep low, so we're
right.
This end of the wall.
Yeah.
And I stepped in. What do I see?
Long table.
Yeah.
Long gilt table, elaborately carved chairs with serpentine flower flame motif, copper drinking vessels and plates, gold gilt silverware and gilt candelabra, gold candelabra on table. There is
We never saw this room before. We came through here.
Oh, yeah.
But we went right into this. We went from here right out.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I didn't remember.
You never drew this for us.
Oh. I think you guys were deceived.
Okay.
You guys were messed up. You just went right through it and.
The drugs must have affected us.
Yeah, they were
still okay. Okay. Still the candelabra.
Candelabra.
You moved a table. They remodeled since you were here last
time. Is that.
Cover up the blood spots on the floor.
Is that a candelabra also 3 under gold pieces? Okay, I'm going to put 2 of those. 2 candelabras. Okay.
You get fat. You get a brut. And
I reset my ring.
So there's nobody in the room?
Nobody's in the room.
Oh, I wave him. I take off my ring. I wave him on. I run across the room.
Yeah, he's standing there waving at us, and we're just looking.
And then I...
Pretty soon he realizes he's invisible.
Sorry. I put the ring back on, and I step through this door. We're moving fast, man. No more of this pussyfooting around, man. An invisible thief steps into the room. If he gets attacked, oh well, we'll fight. I'm waiting to run into undead cleric, man.
Yeah. He's dead.
Well, that one.
Yeah, sure. What if they got another?
We've killed what, 2 of them now?
One of them. Oh, but we did kill 2.
We took one out of the tower.
Yeah.
But hey, that guy was not an undead one. No. This guy was the only one.
It's like really stuck on there, dude. Man, it's stuck. It's like glue. It's like,
great stuff.
JB Weld.
Yeah, JB Weld. There you go.
Yeah. Great stuff in there. Anyway.
Roll for a surprise.
Yeah! But I'm invisible.
Roll for surprise.
6.
You're not surprised. There is a... Actually, that should have been for initiative, probably. Yeah. There is a...
What is it?
Another one.
I can see me.
A dude.
Can see
this dude.
Okay.
There's a window. There is a stove. There is a bed. And there is a desk.
He doesn't see me.
3D. Well, he saw you in the door.
Saw the door open.
Well, he sees the door open.
He's smart enough. This guy's smart. He's not a dummy like the ones you've been fighting. Steward of the Nardom. Entry 2. And from meeting the Nordom is managed by his steward. El Mirza is his name.
You know what I do? I see him.
You do nothing yet.
Okay. I
step in. Sit your ass down. Mr. Happy.
That's my turn. yeah, go on.
Room has a small copper stove for heat at night, a small bed with wool blankets, small wardrobe. There's a desk. And he looks like when you open that door, it looks like he was expecting you, like expecting the door open. He was in the middle of the room with his. He has a wand and he's facing out.
But I got initiative,
and you're invisible,
so I jump back up out of the way. Now certain levels of intelligence do get a chance to see you. I like your Death Eater tattoo there. Death Eater.
It's not good. We were jacking around with it. I was messing around with Carolyn's brain.
That's great.
I got a tattoo.
Death Eater.
Although when I went to... It doesn't come off. It's like 3 days now. I put it on Friday.
It's pretty good.
When I dropped off my tire at the country tire, I had to get some people trying to kind of like... What the hell was
that? Did they know what it was?
That's what I'm saying. They were young enough, I think.
I jumped... Well, anyway, I'm going to jump back out of the way, dude. I'm using my I got... initiative on that, right?
Sure.
Okay. I'm stepping back out of the way.
He flicks his wand.
Flicks.
Got a booger on the end of it. Throwing it at you.
Spellaramus! He had to do it just right, though.
Take that. Freshly picked booger.
That's his signature move, by the way. Spellaramus. At least they were worried that that would become Harry's signature move.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Cast a fireball down here.
Son of a bitch! 13
damage.
Son of a
yeah,
bitch!
Thanks.
13. Holy smacks, man.
The thief doesn't take it because he's right behind the door.
Yeah.
Even Cialis gets up there.
Everybody.
Nice. Let him come into this room. Let him
reckless.
Come into this. You know, she'll run out. Let the thief kill him. Trixie's down to 7.
Did the dog take it? Because he was like hidden by.
Yep, everybody.
Trixie casts her fireball.
How many hit points does that dog have?
None.
Trixie casts her fireball right back in the room with Adam. How's that one?
Is he negative? Negative?
He would be negative.
One?
Two.
Negative two, so he's. We'll call him unconscious at this point.
Fireball.
How many points of damage?
13 points of. Is that what I said?
Yeah. Trixie.
Fireball. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 points of damage.
Gee, you just burned me, I'm burning you. How much damage does this fireball do? 1 to 20?
No. 1d6 per level. But I didn't want to roll it out there because I don't want you to know what level he is yet.
Here we go.
Keep track.
2.
2.
7. 11. 16. 19.
19 damage.
Who cast it in there?
Trixie. She's pissed. She's down to 7 hit points.
He gave him better
than he gave us.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Big explosion in the room. There's some things on fire, I'm assuming, in the room as well.
Felthorn will wing 2 arrows down there. He's right in front of the door.
Well, he had to be, yeah. Shoot right out the door at us.
It's not that far.
It's a lot happening in one round here.
Well, let's see. I open the door.
There's going to be some smoke.
You blow.
I'm going to say before anybody else can attack, we're going to roll for initiative on that. Before Felthorn can attack, me and Felthorn are going to roll for initiative because this guy's going to do something besides his wand that he just used. Okay, so I'll give you an arrow. A couple arrows.
Okay, here's first one. 12.
14.
14.
Points of damage?
No.
Oh.
14 to hit.
14 to hit.
Okay. Are you keeping track of those plus 4 arrows?
Yeah. They seem to flow pretty freely.
Oh, dude, I totally...
I bought a ton of them. I've got 35 of them, man.
I totally keep track of them.
All right.
So there's one hit.
That's all fire.
The other hits.
Definitely.
You need a 10 to hit. You need a 10 to hit this guy.
Yeah, 18 is a second roll. Yeah.
And
one six.
Plus 1.
So wait, no, that's 4, 5, 6 damage.
6 damage. I can never keep track which one adds the damage and which one's for the
accuracy. Is one arrow adds plus 1. Plus 1 bow.
Magic users are 4 dice hit points or 6 dice hit points?
4.
Magic user?
Yeah.
Are they 4D?
Yeah. 4
D?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because, like, my guy's got 20.
Yeah.
They're D4s.
He's down.
Thank God. Trixie's hurt me.
I think we're going to go in and make sure that dude's dead.
Yeah. He's unconscious. Not dead.
Stab.
Taking care of him?
Stab.
Okay.
Stab. Some more. And check him out. See what he's got.
He was the steward of the Nordom, of the Sultan. He's got a wand.
Right.
And in the room, there's actually a bed that's on fire, and a desk that's on fire, and a wardrobe that was on fire.
There, put it out.
Can we
take the blankets or something? Try to
something
put it out.
The bed is on fire. Sure. Take his cloak. Put it out.
Is his cloak on fire and burning, or is it like abnormally like nothing wrong with it?
It'd be burned up. Okay.
Tough to put it out. What's around here?
Okay, so there is a desk with some quills, ink, parchment that are pretty burnt at this point. There is some royal stamps and sealing wax, though, the sealing wax is probably melted, but the stamps are still okay. There is a small silver flask and a drinking cup on the desk. And there is a small chest, a bound chest underneath the desk. Oak and, looks like oak and metal bindings.
Well, how about the seal? It might come in handy.
Yeah,
you can trick somebody with it.
Yeah.
That is the what was what's the caretaker?
A royal
seal.
Royal.
Yeah.
Norodom. Norodom seal.
We'd sell that to the military in Vanden.
Yep, that's exactly right.
That'd be really.
Okay, got it. We don't really need the wax. That's probably not special wax. Yeah. It's just melted.
Let's look at the
chest. And you had a wand. Okay. Choose miscellaneous wand.
Suppose it's another one that stores a spell?
We don't know.
Where's your card at that I gave you before?
It's the same thing.
So five people took a whole bunch of damage, and we just happen to have five pellets.
Yeah, randomly the five pellets.
You should roll for that wand. Trixie said, fight is gone. It would just totally be
unfair. Well, I already got a ring of spell storing.
Oh, indeed.
It holds a spell.
That's kind of cool.
So,
does it work the same way? You got casted into
thanks,
it?
Man.
Yep. Yep.
That's all right. Woo! Sweet-o. And what were those pellets?
We better get the pellets out. There was a silver flask with water on it.
Yeah.
Or liquid.
Small silver flask with a drinking cup next to it on the desk. There's a small metal-bound chest underneath the desk. It has a small copper stove for heat at night. A small bed with wool blankets, somewhat burnt up. A small wardrobe in the room. That's just got charred on the outside of the doors.
Right. I look at that little chest and see if there's any crafts on it, and totally don't know.
There is a lock on the outside of it.
There is a lock, though. Well, I don't know if there's a trap, but I can try to open that lock.
What's your chance?
52%. And 44, got it.
Yep, unlocked. There's no traps. There's 250 gold pieces. Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Anything else?
There is also a spell book for...
spell books.
There's a spell book for Fireball and Invisibility and Magic Missile.
We have all those.
Can't help you on that.
So
we have all those.
Yeah, sell them.
Okay.
Trade them for something we don't have.
We'll get two of those and two of those. And what was the last one? Magic Missile?
How about the other chest you were talking about?
The wardrobe?
Yeah.
The wardrobe has several robes, hoods, just miscellaneous clothing, and a walking staff.
Maybe it's not a mount walking staff. Looks really plain, does it?
Well, what about the cloaks and all that kind of stuff? This guy's got the money that might be like plus stuff and all that.
Closer look at the walking staff. How nice does it look? Any carvings on it?
There are probably a few little ornate bits and pieces, but.
Okay. Don't want to waste Okay. Let's move, man.
Are we just leaving that stuff then, or what?
No, let's take it.
Well, we're taking. We took. You want to take the staff?
Staff.
We took the gold already.
I say we take the cloaks, because then when we go, we pile stuff up and do a detect magic. We can throw them in there. If they're magic, keep them. If not, leave them.
What were the what the cloaks look like? Were they just cloaks? Black cloaks. Black cloaks. Black cloaks, huh? Is that what
they were.
White cloaks.
Cloaks and hoods.
Cloaks and hooded cloaks, yep.
Okay.
Didn't specify a color. So we can randomize that.
It's hard to tell the color.
Oh,
they're orange. Safe hunter orange.
Maybe we don't want them.
What we use for hunting.
Yeah, hooded cloaks, orange. I got it. How many? Four of them? I didn't catch the number. You said cloaks. So.
Cloaks.
1 to 6.
1 to 4.
How did it have so many cloaks?
1 to 4.
That's especially orange.
And that was my thing. Why would he have so many?
I think if they're going to be 4 of them, they'd be different colors.
This is several. Small wardrobe with several. I would call that 3.
Okay.
Robes. Hooded robes. A walking staff.
Take staff.
I always explain to my wife, several sounds like 7. So if it's several, it means 7 or more.
Bunch. A bunch would be like 7.
A bunch.
And then there was
a few would be 3. A few robes is 3. Several would be 7 or more.
There was a silver flask.
4 or 5.
Smell the silver flask.
That's got to drive an accountant crazy.
It smells like water.
Pew? What is that? Falthorn takes a drink out of the silver flask.
There's a warm sensation about it.
Oh, no. It's the aphrodisiac. He had extra. Calthorn looks at Trixie.
Hey, baby.
Oh, my God. So were we going to use the...
What are we going to do about the poor dog?
The pellets?
You stick a frankincense bit in his...
Down his throat.
Hold on a second.
You fear that attached.
Was it just water?
You can't tell, but it definitely gave you a bit of a warm sensation.
I'm not drinking any more of it.
Frankincense?
We got 5 pellets, right?
5.
And we got 5 people that got hurt, right?
But yeah, Ali doesn't need it.
Yeah. So 1 to 8?
1 to 8.
Who's all taking it?
We're all... Everybody that got hurt that was back there.
And the dog, too?
No. Aldar, Baradin.
All of us that got hurt, which are this group
Falthorn,
right here.
Trixie. Those 5.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's all the pellets.
Maybe...
We can spit in the dog's mouth after we take him. Maybe there's some residual.
So they don't care much for your dog.
Yeah.
Well, this is nasty ass. How about I get rid of this boy?
Yeah, I've sort of done that. All right, so
he's
1 to 8.
He's perverted, too, if you listen to him. Potty mouth.
Perverted. 1 to 8. Here we go. Come on, baby.
Oh,
you suck.
Oh.
1 and 6.
Oh. So, let's see. This is just for Trixie. Come on, Trixie.
7.
Thank God, it's a decent roll. 14.
All right, so this is for Cialis. 6. Takes him to a mighty 7.
A mighty what?
He was down to 1.
Holy smokes, dude.
And then here's for Falthorn.
I thought Trixie was doing bad at 7.
5, 25.
She's at 14 now.
Yeah, we need some serious.
Yeah, we need some.
Well, we still have the dwarf owl that we can. Everybody can get completely healed up if we go in the tent.
You have any other beers left?
Yeah, we got 2 beers left. Yeah, dude needs a beer, I think.
What do they do?
Just 2 hit points.
Yeah, you just want down one of those.
All right. Down a beer.
Go third drinks one of those.
We're down to 1 beer.
What's a Trixie at for
14? She's 6 down from her max. She only goes to 20. So
yeah, this is 7 for 20.
I tell you, the Cialis or Trixie just will have another beer too.
Yeah,
they take them up 2 more.
All right, let's get rid of that card. 16 hit points then. All right, she's pretty low, but that's because she's naturally kind of low at 20, right? At the magic users. Bye, Bulger's better beer.
We don't have anything else.
We love you for a long time.
We have the owl yet.
We have the owl. We could light that up when we...
As a group.
Yeah.
What time is it?
That'll heal a whole bloody group, guys. It's only 8.
Real time or game time?
Yeah, real time is probably... Now we're getting to the point where things are just starting to go light outside.
It'd be a little smoke. I'm sorry, but this is just... It's almost not even comical anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
What's he drawing over there? Oh, the other...
Yeah, the other wing.
We have to use our minds.
Yeah, we've now wrapped
it's
around.
It's like a wraparound screen. Uh-huh. You know, when you come around one side, you come around the other.
So the dog's down at -2. We don't have anything.
Bind up his wounds.
Which would take -1.
Yep.
My antlers are on the wall, Philip, that I got back. Straight ahead of you there.
Yeah. I like that plaque too, man. Oh, I like how you kept the round too. That's cool.
We drank that one crap, and that was made him warm. So we don't want to screw around with that. We don't really have anything else. We're at the point now.
What cost you the plaque?
It was like $20 or $25.
Mm-hmm. It looks cool.
I'm trying to figure out where we can find some wood.
It's routers and stuff. I mean, you take a little time if you were to make something like that.
Oh yeah, I have a router. Mm-hmm. Everything I've done, I've got plaques that I made that look just like that at home, but they're just made out of regular pine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if I could just find the wood, I could. Mm-hmm.
If we bound the wolf's wounds and took it with when we pitched the tent of real tree and stuck him in there with the stuff going.
You're gonna pitch a tent of real tree?
No more beer for this guy.
Everything he says. Pitch a tent.
Yeah, he's gonna beer. That was the last one.
That was it.
Pitch a tent.
All right. Cialis takes the animal control call off of him.
Okay.
Why are you taking everything I'm saying wrong, Charles? I just mentioned that he's pitching a tent. Poor dog.
So much for the baby, but the poor dog.
Yeah.
But there's other babies.
All right. All right, so what? Are we cutting through the...
Yeah, let's cut through there.
Wow. Because there's no windows that way that we could come around.
So we're going out to the chamber and then over through the library.
We should go down. No. Okay, we're getting this way. Okay, we're going through.
What are you doing?
Did we ever try this water here?
Nope.
No.
And you didn't eat the fish chips either I put out there for you.
No, somebody had a fish and chips. Because you made
it. Some fish bits? Those.
Yeah, I thought we ate the fish bits.
Somebody ate the fish bits.
But we didn't drink the water.
Invisibility ring again?
They just went out with a big bucket of it by the door.
I put the invisibility ring in and just cracked the secret door for me to look through.
Yeah. And we're rushing in all by yourself.
Oh, come on. It worked out well.
Did it really?
The
dog's dead.
Well, for the thief, it did.
80 total points of hit damage to our group. That was good.
Yeah.
Okay, it was a vicious attack by that.
You don't see anything in that room.
Really?
The stove is going now, though.
Oh, interesting. I turn to the guy and I say, "Hi guys, there's nobody there. Let's go."
Yep, hightail it through, man.
Cialis is going to cast invisibility upon himself.
Okay.
I'm going to listen at this door real quick. See if I hear anything. Ooh, this time I would have heard something.
Yep, just put
it over there. I finally rolled good enough to hear.
He's scratching.
Everybody,
you hear a little rattling, and then nothing.
Ooh, weird, like a snake. Did it sound like a snake rattle or a baby rattle?
We'll kill either one.
baby's haunting you. It's coming back to haunt you. It was the undead's baby.
See, tonight was the one to be recording.
It's recording everything you've said.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to record everyone.
Okay, so I've got the... I slipped my ring back on and cracked the door and looked through here.
You don't see anything there.
Guys, there's nobody here.
Let's go. Move it. Let's
get in, man.
Sneak in.
Or this is the bound... I remember. It was a bound door.
Cialis says he comes towards the window, hears it. It sounds like it's coming from the little plant there.
Oh, so it's probably another one of those stupid...
Scorpions.
Scorpions.
Kill it.
I don't think
scorpions
we're
going
to...
These do.
We're not going to...
It's a famous scorpion rattle.
It's a rattle scorpion.
Hissing
Rattle. Yeah, it's more. It's not really a rattle like it's a rattle. Hissing. Hissing. It's more of a kind of a noise.
It's like those hissing cockroaches.
Hissing cockroaches.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
You how does this door open?
This door.
It's
here?
Barred on the inside. You guys barred it. Oh, or someone barred it.
It's. It was a steel bound door too.
Yep.
Okay.
Steel bound door. So we unbar it and open it up after I turn invisible.
Hey, see, Alex is gonna step back in here real quick and look at the carpet.
Yep.
Is the blood there? What's going on?
Yeah, there's still signs that you guys were there. Everything's been guys pulled out. Though. Yep, everybody's gone. The people are all gone.
Okay. What did we do with that body?
The king's body? King. You put him in the throne.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay.
Right. All right, so we open the door. I open the door. I crack it. Look through. So I see that. Courtyard.
Steps down, and then a court over here steps back.
Come back up. It's the mirror of the other one.
Steps back up. And it does look like there's a porch that's over here, too.
It's just like the other one. Let me guess. This is the gay concubines.
Well, it's been too much time.
This is where that double door was.
Right.
A little gravel in the courtyard there.
I go across and open the other door. Oh, I listen in it. Watch this. Let's listen.
44.
No. I got to roll pretty low. 25% chance.
I wonder what a listen is for a ranger. Is that on your computer?
No, because the only people who get enhanced listening skills that I know of are thieves.
Thieves, I think.
Yeah.
So I would say
usually if you're around plants or outside, or if there's natural animals that aren't monsters, I usually give you a plus to hear them or see them or something like that.
I mean, there's what normal people can hear, and then you up it if the thief makes his roll and say, okay, you can actually hear.
You don't see anything where you're at.
I go across and, I was going across to listen at the door, which I was unsuccessful at listening at the door.
You don't hear anything there then? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, well, no enhanced hearing. Unless there was like screaming babies on the other side that anyone would really hear. Any screaming babies? Yes? Oh, yes.
You're outside. You might faintly hear a screaming baby out of your left ear.
That's not good, though.
All the way over there.
That's not good.
Just very distantly, though. I mean, if you're listening carefully.
Thief's saying probably should have killed him.
And he would be, because he's pretty cruel. Somebody's got to be. He says, let's open the
what
door.
You know that kind. I'm just not one of your kind.
Let's open the door, man. Ooh, there we go.
Okay. You're opening the door.
Refresh my invisibility ringing.
The door is not locked.
It's not. And I open the door.
And your invisibility ring is on.
Refreshed. Pulled it up. Popped it on. Open the door. I try to keep track of that ring pretty close now.
Watch, man.
I'm pretty specific about using it.
In the butt.
Wax on, wax on.
Ignore the directional thing there.
There's a large compass on the floor. I like these plants.
Mm. That's all that's all about.
They really were into interior design here, weren't they? I mean, foliage. A lot of foliage inside.
I hope those aren't all beds.
Crips.
Crips?
No.
And they're all just like that one.
They're just getting up for some nice falafels.
Where are falafels?
Seeing the whole room, I'm giving you everything here. There's a big stove on this end that is going.
Your church, you were welcome to a, you know, you guys were welcome to a beer if you wanted one. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Holy crap.
say as I peek through the door. It probably would like slip right out, wouldn't it?
Holy!
Awesome! Finally, a battle worthy of my skills.
Large stone flagged floor with bunks for 46 soldiers of the guard. A stove is at the north end with a supply of sandalwood, flint, and tinder. Under each two-man bunk is a slide-out metal crate for blankets and personal effects. 1 to 20 soldiers will be here at any given time.
I rolled a two. There's only two.
I saw a 16, it looked like.
It was 18, actually. Oh, there you go.
On the south side of the room is a large rough wooden table, copper drinking vessels, rough wood plates. There is also a small pantry as well.
Falafels?
Pantry. Holds dried fish, biltong, etc. Small water barrel in the corner as well.
I say right away.
A aloe plant. Who's standing there? There's just a thief.
We haven't memorized our spells or anything yet. So I don't know. I'm just thinking cloud
the cleric
or fireball.
Seeing over the top, up, stand up the steps a little bit, can see that's an aloe plant that's closest to you there.
Oh, yeah, that'll help. Crap.
Crapola.
Yeah. We're too weak.
You don't have to fight him. That's
yeah,
that's
all deal. We're too weak.
I'm just... This is, you know, trying to make it as real as possible.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, that's why I was invisible when I opened the door. And I did say I just kind of cracked it.
I'd say these...
The door and back away.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're kind of like opening... You're not like busting it open and jumping in.
That's why I was invisible. I didn't want...
This guy stands up thinking that maybe the wind looks like maybe this. He's casually walking this way.
Yeah. Shit!
Well, Cialis is invisible too, right?
Right,
so he can be. Well, I mean, not that you'd want to if you only got a couple of hit points, I guess.
Yeah.
So he just comes over and, like, pulls the door. He's going to pull the door closed if the thief doesn't get in his way.
No, I'm not getting in his way.
Okay, so you're backing down the stairs?
Yeah.
Okay, so he just pulls the door closed.
You're right. Take off my ring and I go.
But our only thing is we can bust through the door. Let's just game this out.
The state we're in with no spells or anything, really?
I've got spells.
You hear walking
have many.
Back to the thing.
I don't have very many.
We could fireball here, which would affect these guys. But bad rolls would kill us.
Uh-huh.
Literally.
And we'd still have to battle 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We can arrow these guys.
Yeah, those guys.
Shots,
yeah.
But
these guys are just sleeping on beds, laying on beds.
Yeah.
Can he tell, are these just all guards? Are there any magic user types in here?
No, these were all crosswoven.
Okay.
So, is it really worth...
46 soldiers of the guard.
I say we get out of here.
Yeah, I say we get out of here.
It's a guard room, man. We're in a guard room. Not in our current state. If we hadn't battled anything, we're all at our higher points.
Yeah, we're
at our
highest points.
Let's go in there and do it.
Yeah, but...
I mean, we could take these guys, but
absolutely.
But for what's probably in a guard shack, you know.
Yeah, not worth it.
The guard shack.
Yeah, I agree on that.
Actually, didn't draw. This is a door here as well.
Can we like sneak out of there?
There's just a door.
Can we get down there though? Because there's, I mean, this. There's a, it looks like an open courtyard, but it doesn't look like there's a door.
Can we climb like the fence or something here?
It's just a low stone fence.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing that I would say is the palace and courts are set above ground about 5 feet. The building. So if you're down in the courtyard area here, you could climb over the thing. The only problem is that there is the buildings appear to be surrounded by a particularly nasty cactus relative.
Yeah, you mentioned that. That nasty cactus.
What do you think's in this?
Probably like an armory.
Yeah.
I suppose like weapons.
Do these guys look like...
They look exactly like the dudes that you've fought in before with the crossbows.
Yeah. They don't look like elite troops or anything like that.
Negative.
Okay.
Because there's skulls on there.
I doubt they have elven chainmail in that room.
It's probably right here calling for you. Nasty cacti. So we probably couldn't get over that.
While you guys are standing there pondering, you can just, the thief, because he's kind of standing on the stairs here, and these guys are all here, he can actually see up the porch. You see a dude come out the, you can just make out the doors. He kind of comes out here, and he looks like he's drinking something just to kind of surveying the, and he yells down at some people that are in the courtyard here mm-hmm. by the cannons, and then he comes back in here. He looked like a...
He's painted, so he's more important.
Yes.
Profukula Marbakta.
Yes. Let me see him. Right. He's a Nazi. No, his helmet kind of looks like a Nazi.
Very right? good.
From a World War II sort of helmet.
So we can't climb over the wall and go that way. Cool.
Sorry. So we can quickly cut across back here.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Down the hole.
Yep. It's exactly
coming out through the hole.
Come back up here.
Or climb over. Or you could climb over the wall and take your chance with the cactus.
Yeah. I got 7 hit points.
I know.
I take a hit point or two. It's like.
Yeah, every one right now is too costly.
I can't take damage. So I say we go back.
Tap the tutorial tree. Call it a day.
Not in here.
No, no. Outside.
Yeah.
Go back through the tunnel.
Yeah, let's go back down through the tunnel.
Of course, there may be some people over where the screaming babies are now, but we'll see.
Well, we're not even going to get that far. Because we're going to go right down. We're going to go in and down. And
yeah.
Just out.
We're going to go back the way we came. As we come through here, I'm going to check that table for more fish bits.
Do you want to glance in there for fish bits?
Yeah.
There's a guard.
Take a sip of that water and see if it doesn't
Yeah, that's true.
You're up at the door here?
Yeah.
Faramir, whatever.
Cialis's.
Or Cialis's, okay.
As we sneak back across to the hole.
You don't hear anything at the door. The doors are closed there.
He's going to open them up very slightly. They're like this one, right?
Yeah, the doors actually open. These doors actually open into the room that you're in.
Okay, so he's going to peek.
Two large skylights open to the air above the room. The room is tiled and drained. A fountain is in the corner by the plants with drinking cups, water, and a small table with what appears to be dried crackers and fish bits. One of the plants may be recognized by the clerk as an aloe variety, which will give +1 hit point when applied to cut wounds. And you've already got that already.
Right, already nailed that.
So there's a large silk embroidery of a golden serpent on red background, a Noradom battle flag along the east wall.
Noradom battle flag.
Okay, so... There are more fish bits on there?
There are.
Okay, so he doesn't see anybody?
No. Nope.
He's going to sneak in here. He's going to grab the fish bits.
Copy.
How many are there?
They're just... dried fish bits.
Did the fish bits have a healing property to them?
Yeah. I thought they did.
You took some.
Dried crackers and fish bits, and then there's some drinking
water. And the aloe was this.
The aloe was the healing.
He's going to drink some of the water.
Washes down the fish bits.
Washes down the salty fish bits.
All right. Then he's going to pull down this battle standard.
Whoa. Okay. Just spite them, huh?
You just wait.
There is a small, behind the flag in the wall, there's a small alcove.
With a dude in it.
There is a box. Ooh. A small metal box in there.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, sweet.
Save the box, man.
Yeah.
What a weird place to put it. In the entrance way.
The entrance way. He's going to go back in here and ask for the thief.
Yeah, what do you find?
On this box.
Oh, crap.
But he's so short he can't reach up there.
Small metal box is probably the size of a big book, maybe.
Yeah, the thief's going to check for any traps right around there, and he totally would see him if
there
they were
there.
There
is a trap on there.
Excellent. That's a find and remove traps, by the way. Do I have to roll for both?
Yeah, that's just
find and then to remove. Yeah. Okay, so find.
You
okay,
found
45.
It. You got to remove it.
And removed it.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yep.
Sweet.
Dude, there was a reason we brought him along.
So
he's going to grab it?
It's not trapped anymore, so I pull it open and see if I can open it.
You can open it. It's a hinged metal box.
Okay, so we open it up and look inside. Look inside. Thank God for good rolls tonight. Even on the fireball, it rolled pretty good.
Yeah. Roll a 20-sided dice twice. Give me the numbers.
Together or just separately?
Yeah, give me I need a percentile.
Oh, well, geez. You tell me roll a percentile dice then.
Percentile dice.
74.
So you find a ring inside there.
Entryway ring. They call that the entryway ring. Nice.
Apparently you did not dispel
the stinking cloud.
Stinking cloud ring.
Stinking cloud trap.
Puts the battle standard in the middle of four and keys on it.
Oh, nice.
And he's a bit dehydrated, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. He needs some fluid.
Okay, I wrote that down as the entryway ring.
Entryway ring will work.
From box. All right. There we go.
He's still invisible, right?
Philip is?
No, Cialis.
No, Philip took his ring off when he was outside.
Yeah, dude, they took it off.
Cialis is still invisible, though. Yeah,
because you never.
And there was nothing attacked. Hanging on the other wall?
Nothing on the other wall.
Because you never attacked. And one of the, you know, guys with the wands that make you visible hasn't stepped out.
So, you know, what we should have done is each one of these ferns, we should have, like, pulled them up, checked for under the fern.
Maybe if
we should have checked under this fern.
Oh, because it has the Scorpio.
Yeah.
We could have taken the aloe plants alive within the backpacks, and every day there'd be one more.
Maybe another hill plant. <Sure. laughs>
They grow that fast, but yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, so we would go back. Head up, hit the real tree.
Come back out of the tunnel.
Going down through the tunnel.
Back where we were up here.
Hey, when we're in here, is the lady still tied up there?
Yep.
With the baby.
Okay.
Not too bad. I already peed on
that. She'll be able to totally tell them where we went. She'll totally be able to tell them where we went if we leave her there.
So you drag her back in the other room.
Drag her back in the other room. Close the door.
That's good. Okay.
Before we open the trap door and go down.
What are you doing up there?
I'm gonna drag her back in here.
And close the door here because we don't want her to see where we go. She may not know about the trapdoor. Right. And if she sees those, and then they'll say, oh, they went down the
stairs. Or we're just going to go down there. He's going to be the last one to leave, and he's going to go kill her before we. So we don't all know about it.
Okay. So we don't feel guilty.
So we don't know about it.
So we would come back here, and I say we kind of go over here with the tenereal tree.
Yeah, a different spot.
Get away from the.
Yeah.
Then we could.
Now, you notice when you come out that it's, I mean, it'd be in the morning here. And the other thing I was going to tell you, because I don't remember. When you guys come out of the cavern opening and look, I mean, you're still at kind of ground level looking over this way. Open stone-covered pavilion thatched with palm leaves containing several stalls of vendors selling fruits, nuts, fish, etc. There is...
There's spikes now with them all on there. They probably thought they had something to do.
There's about 26 people there right now that are just kind of hanging out, doing the trading and stuff like that. Brisk trading with a small throng of people. That'd be 26 people. There is a small group of tents erected behind.
They have some wagons and horses or something.
Yeah, they probably have some thing. So a small group of tents erected behind the pavilion under some palm trees. There's a small group of wives and children around the tents from the merchants. And they're not terribly far from where you're at.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So we, like, move over here.
And you notice also when you come out that there was a pretty good-sized galley that was here. It's gone now.
So I wonder if the guys came back or went with.
went with. Because we're going to do some, taking him someplace. This isn't his permanent residence, I don't
think. Yeah.
This was an outpost. Let me just go check out 8A next time. That'll give him time to give us a new piece of paper.
Pitch the tent, start the...
The owl thing.
The dwarf owl.
The last dwarf owl.
And detect magic on...
The pile of stuff.
Pile of stuff.
Including the ring, the cloaks, the staff.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the new, we got the ring from the box. And...
Would the owl bring the wolf back or not?
No.
Okay, he's done.
That's one. I put it down to zero.
Not at this point. Had you done it right away, it would have worked. Yeah. Not this far off.
It's just a wolf. It was. There was no. It was a controlled animal. So it's not a pet.
Right. Or familiar or anything like that. It was like a... Could have been a ghoul or a...
Still focusing on my eagle. Over here, sir.
Who had the eagle? The thief guy?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put him in the corner. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're casting...
Detect magic on all the stuff, which I don't remember what we all had that was possible magic. One thing I've written down was, okay, we had, you know what your wand does, so that wasn't a question.
Yeah, I already gave you that. It's now just, you can use them at least, though.
Just the
so if anybody wants to use them from this point forward, you know what they are.
Right. And the entryway ring, though, we don't know what that is.
I just thought something interesting. Mm-hmm. What if you changed your alignment? Do you have to do, like, a system shock or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you'd have to... Yep.
Like, a ranger cannot be... He's got to be good.
Yep.
But let's say one of the magic users wanted to all of a sudden be evil.
Neutral or evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to... You probably would have to... I'd have to think about that and look at it. But, yeah, if you're going to change alignment, there'd be definitely some...
Yeah. Not that I want to change my life, counseling, but I just thought about that, you know.
Counseling, yes. Yeah. Much counseling.
And Stinking Cloud again. 4 to 12. Protection from evil and Stinking Cloud.
The ring is a ring of swimming. It bestows the ability to swim... at full base speed upon the wearer, assuming, of course, he is clad only in garments appropriate for such activity.
What a lame-ass ring.
If it further enables the wearer to dive up to 50 foot into water without injury...
50 feet into what? Anybody can do that.
Cannonball! And the wearer can stay underwater for up to 4 rounds without needing a breath of air. Oh. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Surface swimming can continue for 4 hours before a 1 hour floating rest is needed.
Wow.
The ring confers the ability to stay afloat under all but typhoon-like conditions.
What was... That's actually a ring from the book.
Mm-hmm. Ring of Swimming is what it is.
Oh, wow. Ring of Swimming. Awesome. One of those. You can only wear 2 rings. You're going to sell that one?
What if he just put it in his... pouch.
Yeah, you could.
And if you needed it, you could put it on.
Yep, it's in pouch. We need to do some sort of secret swimming thingy. We'll go.
The ring is swimming.
To check it out from the library. The staff was a plus one staff.
That was the one staff we got from the walking staff.
Yep. What else did you get? That was.
It's plus one staff.
I got to put that with weapons.
Did you?
What about the cloaks?
So the cloaks were just regular hooded cloaks.
Shit.
This one's dead. That might come in handy, though.
True. Yeah, kind of like disguise yourself.
Of course, they're orange.
They're safety orange.
Yeah, but so, somewhere in this world, you need a safety orange cloak.
Yeah, so who else has orange cloaks that you can think of? Mm-hmm. Oh, shape. Showman.
So how many points does the owl thing do?
30. It's like 30 per hour or something.
No, it's 30 hit points per hour.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So we're all
we will all get healed by the time
it's a dwarven healing owl.
That's why we never used it until we were all hurt.
Can we get some more of those?
So everybody be back up. And then to cast, to store a spell in the wand, you have to cast the spell in the wand.
Right.
Like fireball, you have to use your fireball spell in that.
So if I want to put one in my ring, I just have to cast it.
Exactly. Same thing. Yeah. Does your ring store up to...
It just stores one spell.
Did it say how high of level or what was
it? No, and I did not get that info. So
was it one that we found in the thing?
Well, I assume so, because I have it listed here at the bottom.
It would be the same thing as this, then. Be up to fifth level. Okay. It will, it'll store one spell up to fifth level. Wands what?
Ask anybody from Harry Potter. Wands are cooler than rings.
Well, the advantage of wands is then you're not limited, because the ring, that's going to be one of your rings that you have to wear. You can only use two rings.
Because I was thinking about putting Cure Light Wounds in it.
And you could put it on and cast it on somebody, and you'd have a spare one. That's right, spare cure light wounds.
Otherwise, clerics don't have that much for really damaging spells, so it's almost more to have better.
One thing I will say though, before you go to, when you guys are in your tent of real tree and you're camping out or whatever,
smoking
your owl thing, owl pellets. Falthorn can't get out of his head. He's just thinking about women all the time.
Awesome. Way to drink that water.
He's like very tempted to like try to sneak back into the...
With Trixie?
No, not with Trixie. He's not, for some reason, he's not attracted to Trixie. Very much fighting with his own struggle to,
you have to roll for
back
that.
In that thing. No, you don't know what's going to happen.
Do we have those anymore? Those
gone. Hey, one of them was still alive, Charles.
You guys used some of them. I don't know if you have this card,
so I don't know. I have four clay dwarvish pipes.
And they heal one.
We've used some. I know we've used some.
I know that's what I'm thinking, too.
But maybe we still
have them or not. We have a red card still with four on it. And I still have the pipe of calming, too.
Yeah, that you do have. That was the one that you used to get. Yeah,
we used all the clay pipes. But
that one you have. That one you still have for sure. This one I think has been used.
All right, I'll let you keep that then.
I think what happens is the dog knocks crap off, and then my wife sets it all up on.
Yeah, it ends up. You're like, okay, did we? All right.
I'm going to restock your
I think Felthorn only took a sip of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounded like you took a big swig.
I restocked a little bit and want to take some home.
Yeah.
I guess I feel like having some. You're, of course, perfectly welcome to have any of them in your fridge, dude.
I usually just leave the stuff down here, so no worries.
Our wands can store any spell that we've got the scroll for or the information for.
If you can cast the spell, you can cast it into the wand.
All right.
So as long as it's a sufficient level or whatever.
Up to fifth level.
Sweet.
Yeah, the highest that we can cast right now
third
is a third level spell.
Yeah.